Hello everyone, I'm Matthew Patience from Touching the Unsolved, and recently you might have noticed that there haven't been many podcast episodes, or no podcast episodes going up on the channel, and that is due to a plethora of technical difficulties that have come up over the past couple of months. And basically every time I tried to post an episode, it would give me so many errors, and in the process, some episodes and parts of others were deleted. So, bear with me while I try to piece together some of the episodes that I lost, and the episodes that I lost hopefully will be going up on the channel shortly, in the next couple of days. So, you know, while I was facing all of these difficulties, I got a lot of ideas for the podcast and where I think I could take it in the future. So my first idea was to make the podcast more interactive. And if what I mean by that is to allow you, the listeners, to give me feedback and questions that you may have regarding the podcast. So that can be anything from, you know, questions for me or questions about a case or something I missed or an idea for the podcast. So I'm excited for that, and I think that, you know, being able to hear from everyone and their ideas would be very, very useful for the podcast. My second idea was to start bringing on guests onto the podcast. And, you know, if you listen to different podcasts, you realize that a lot of podcasts have guests, and they are a big part of many big podcasts out there. So I think that bringing on people with expertise in a topic that we are looking at would be very insightful, very helpful, and would help grow the podcast. The second idea that I've come up with is to bring on guests onto the podcast. And I think that this is a good idea because every podcast that you see practically tends to have at least one person come on, or at least indirectly give the podcast host questions or information. So I think that for Touching the Unsolved, we will bring on experts in either police work or detectives to help us either work on a specific case or to help us get a better understanding for the topic. Okay, now that I've gotten my second idea about guests out there, I wanted to let you know that the way that you will be able to contact me will be provided with the next episode. So due to the fact that I've been dealing with errors recently, it's not completely formatted yet, but the next time I put out an episode, the way to contact me will be provided at the beginning of the episode. So when that releases, I hope to see some people respond and give me feedback or ask questions or give me names of people to interview, because I think that I don't see it as my podcast. I see it as a collective group effort to grow Touching the Unsolved. So that is where I stand on my new ideas, and I apologize for all of the inconvenience regarding the loss of episodes and my activity on Anchor. So I look forward to seeing where this podcast takes me, and goodbye.